This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I made the mistake yesterday of Googling myself. Have you guys ever Googled? Now, I will not Googling, like going on the internet, okay? I Googled myself on the internet. Come on, people, keep it clean. Keep it clean. So I made the mistake of Googling myself on the internet. And I don't know, there's some picture of a woman standing there with her arms open out to the sky. That's not even me. You see a map. Okay, that's not, you know, even where my studio is, so I don't understand where that map came from. It says, you could see pictures of me, okay, and some of these pictures of me, you see me getting my mammogram done, you see me getting my colonoscopy, there's a picture of me getting my pap smear done. I mean, honestly, it's kind of nerve-wracking. Oh, there's me with Thunder Down Under, that's really good. But one thing that caught my eye when I Googled myself was, I guess, there was a link about baby names. And so if you go to, you know, have you guys, you know, seen how many people name their kid after you? If your name is John or William or Mary, okay, there's a lot. But right now, look, if I type in Dahlia baby name, this was kind of shocking. Because apparently, okay, first, it tells you what the name is. I had no idea that a Dahlia is a tree branch. Okay, I thought a Dahlia was a psychotic episode or a real bad bowel movement. I mean, that's what I thought, you know, Dahlia meant. But I guess Dahlia meant is a tree branch. Okay, well, how come I didn't know that? I just thought it was like a flower. Who knew? All right, and then apparently, it looks like that the popularity of the name Dahlia has skyrocketed. We are talking since the later 2000s, which is when I went on air, you see a huge, huge rise in Dahlia. You didn't really see much in the 60s and 70s and all that, but all of a sudden, boom, a lot of people starting to name their kid Dahlia, which is, I think, a little scary. Because when these kids grow up, and they're probably going to be girls, when they grow up and go, Mom, why did you name me after, you know, why did you name me Dahlia? I don't really know, because most people don't name the kid after a switch, right? You know, a tree, bow, or bough, is it called a bough of a tree or a bow of a tree? All I know is you had to grab one of those things, so you got your butt whooped, right? Okay, see, so most kids aren't going to understand why was I named after Dahlia. So I really kind of did some thought, and there's a very, very good chance. I mean, I'm not saying this to, you know, brag, but, you know, if I could, you know, try to deduce and scientifically figure out what the hell happened here, there's a chance that people started to name their kid Dahlia because of me. Now, between you and I, that's pretty, pretty cool. But unfortunately, if somebody later decides to Google what their name means and who else has been named after, you know, Dahlia, I think they're going to be very, very disappointed. And so I need to now go back to here where we're in the 2000s. Why the hell did you name your kid Dahlia? Now, one theory I have is maybe the child wasn't named Dahlia. Maybe the child was named Haley or Hayden or whatever. And the kid grew out of their training bra by the time they were in the second grade. If that's the case, you probably go, you know what? She's more like a Dahlia. There's also a chance maybe what happened is the baby was born with over-processed, blonde, frazzled, split-ended, uncombed hair. They said, you know what? Looks like a Dahlia. There's a chance maybe they named their kid Dahlia because the kid just wouldn't stop giggling. You know, if you have a Gertrude or a Wilhelmina, Wilhelminas and Gertrudes don't laugh a lot. But if this kid just wouldn't stop giggling, Dahlia, maybe the infant started talking before the infant even knew how to latch in breastfeeding or soil their first little newborn diaper. That could be a reason. The other thing I thought of is maybe there's a lot of moms out there that have a crush on Michael Fassbender. So they name their kid Dahlia. I don't know. Maybe it's because the child likes to eat with their hands. That would come to mind. If the child can't spell, parents are going to probably name the kid Dahlia. If the child really loves red meat, okay, most likely the parents are like, you know, I'm going to name her Dahlia. If the child adds chocolate to everything, to their toothpaste, to their bathtub, if everything has to be chocolate, maybe the parents are naming their kid Dahlia. And here's my theory. I think the number one reason why parents are naming their kids Dahlia is because the mother, throughout the whole entire pregnancy, had severe constipation, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome. If that's the case, I'd probably name my kid Dahlia also. So, I don't know how many more years I'll be able to be on air. I mean, Genesis Communications Network is wonderful, but, you know, face it, I'm not the easiest person to work with, you know, and I have no idea if management, you know, can't wait to, you know, dump the show or not. I'm hoping they don't, but in case they do, let me get my apology out there. For any of you young girls who have been named Dahlia since the year 2009 and since the name started to become really popular, I want to apologize if I had anything to do with that, okay? And, you know, realize you can change your name now. I mean, look at Prince. He was Prince, then he was formerly known as Prince, and it was Prince again. So if you guys need to change your name, I understand, and I would probably actually encourage you guys to do it, especially before your teeth start to stain. You know, your teeth are going to stain. You're also going to start growing some upper lip hair. Okay, any of you by the name of Dahlia, that seems to be a trend. I don't know why. After you give birth, your breasts are going to just completely deflate and unfortunately cause many hip, knee, and metatarsal injuries. So, again, I want to apologize. Get you guys prepared for that. You're going to have horrible periods. Your bowel movements are not going to be easy. You may have smelly flatus. So, unfortunately, those of you who have been named Dahlia, I would really suggest you change it. I mean, I don't mind. I think it's great if you have it. Or I really urge one of you to please change the name so we don't go down as smelly flatusine, irritable bowel, thrombose, hemorrhoid, saggy boob women. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back on the Dr. Deli Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Deli and on Facebook, the Dr. Deli Show. Well, the latest on Erin Moran, who was Joni Cunningham on Happy Days, was that she died of throat cancer. Apparently, a statement released by her husband, Steve Fleischman, revealed that she had been battling stage 4 throat cancer. And one of you had called in asking about a tumor on your tongue. And another one of you had emailed and messaged us about how Michael Douglas didn't have throat cancer. He had cancer on his tongue. It, from what I understand, it was the base of the tongue. And it would be considered, quote-unquote, throat cancer, and I'll explain it. But this is something that's seeming to be more and more common. I think Sammy Davis Jr. had throat cancer. Michael Crichton suspectedly had died of throat cancer when he was 66. Bob Denver from Gilligan's Island, we believe, had throat cancer. Carl Perkins, President Ulysses S. Grant, they suspected he had throat cancer, maybe esophageal cancer. One of you asked about Humphrey Bogart. Humphrey Bogart, I believe, had esophageal cancer and not throat cancer. So let's talk about the difference here, because I think there's a lot of confusion. And what's really concerning is how quickly these things get diagnosed. I don't want to say how quickly they get diagnosed, but you can have symptoms for a while, and then once you get the diagnosis, how quickly the poor prognosis consumes you. So what Erin Moran's husband, Steve Fleischman, revealed was back in 2016, so last year, she woke up and she noticed a small amount of blood sitting on her pillowcase. So she thought she must have bit her tongue when she woke up. So they went to the doctor, they went to the ENT, and the biopsy later revealed that she had squamous cell carcinoma of her left tonsil. The cancer eventually spread. She wasn't able to eat. She wasn't able to drink. She wasn't able to speak. She needed a feeding tube. And from what we understand, she was at home. She was at peace. Her husband was holding her hand when she passed away. It was a very peaceful passing, from what we understand. When the coroner looked, evaluated her, they said they had found cancer that had spread to the spleen, spread to the brain. So this is something that went from last year, her noticing a little bit of blood on her pillow, to it killing her in less than a year. So very, very frightening stuff. According to Erin Moran's co-star Anson Williams, who played Potsy, she was very quiet. She said she kept very quiet. We all kept quiet, too, out of respect for Erin. She couldn't speak, but her texts were very positive. So, it sounds like she was close to many of the cast members from Happy Days even until the end. So let's quickly review what is throat cancer. All right, so throat, when you look at the throat, it's divided into at least three parts. You got the nasopharynx, the oropharynx, and the hypopharynx. So the nasopharynx is the back of the throat that's kind of above your soft palate up there, and it's behind the nose. So you know when you guys kind of get a sore throat and you feel like you want to scratch behind your nose, that feeling up there, if you could draw a line straight through from where your nose and mustache area is to the back of your neck, that would be the nasopharynx. So it's a part of the throat that includes the back of the nose. The oropharynx is the more common area that we associate with the pharynx. That's between the soft palate and the epiglottis. So that's the middle part of the throat where you could see the back of the wall, the sides, the tonsils, and the posterior one-third of the back of the tongue. So base of the tongue tumors would be in the quote-unquote oropharynx. And then you have the hypopharynx, which is the lowest part. That's the part of the back of the throat that leads to the esophagus, that leads to the voice box. So when you look at a side view, at a sagittal view of the neck, you can see how far down the throat leads as it's starting to go into the gullet, the esophagus, or the breathing tube, or the trachea, etc. So the hypopharynx would be that area. Now, many people use the term esophageal cancer interchangeably. You'll see a lot of sites talking about stars who died of throat cancer, and it was esophageal cancer. Esophageal cancer is different. Esophageal cancer is cancer of that feeding tube that goes from your throat down to your stomach. You could have the lower third having cancer, the upper third having cancer, but we just call esophageal cancer separately. Laryngeal cancer. Laryngeal cancer is cancer of the voice box. Many times they'll call laryngeal cancer throat cancer as well because of where it is. It's in the neck area of the throat. But laryngeal cancer would be specified separately as laryngeal cancer. It would not be considered hypopharyngeal cancer. Does that all make sense? Okay. So, yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. Yes, I am. Have you noticed that? I am teaching you guys something. Okay. All right, so now when we look at what the symptoms of throat cancer are, this is really scary. This is what's frustrating, okay? If your voice changes, if you become hoarse, all right, well, unfortunately, that's me, okay? That's a big issue. I mean, my voice has been changing. My voice is getting lower. I don't sound as high-pitched. You know, years ago when I started the show, I was like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. You know, I listen to my old shows. You know, I sound like I have, 200 more milligrams per deciliter of estrogen than I do. And now it sounds like I got, testosterone going up the yin-yang. And now it could just be overuse. It could be because I'm getting older, and older people do start to, you know, have changes to their voice box. But if you start to have voice changes, you start to get hoarse, you need to be screened for throat cancer. And I was. I had a scope to make sure. If you have a chronic sore throat, so if you're like, ah, let me take an antibiotic. Well, we had that. One of our listeners said he was given, remember, amoxicillin. Then he was given amoxicillin clavulanic acid. Then he was given clindamycin. And then he went to the ENT, and he ended up having a tumor. That is, that you know, a sore throat that doesn't go away or keep coming back, that could be throat cancer. If you have a cough, that won't go away. If you have difficulty swallowing. I had a patient who was new, and he said that he kept having post-nasal drip and needed a refill of his sinus medication, the sinus spray, his Flonase. And I'm like, well, that's odd. You can't be on that year-round. You have post-nasal drip all year round. Something's going on. And unfortunately, we found a base of the tongue tumor on him, and he died within a year. So if you have trouble swallowing, that's an issue. If you have this lump in your neck that doesn't go away, it's painless, that could be a concern. That could be a lymph node that is trying to clear the cancer that the cancer might have already infected. If you have neck pain, if you have pain that goes to the ear, if you have weight loss, those are just some of the symptoms of throat cancer. So, unfortunately, by the time throat cancer is found, right, the average person that has a sore throat doesn't run to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. The average person that gets hoarse doesn't run to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. They're like, oh, well, maybe it's the dryness of the air. Maybe it's because I smoke. Maybe it's because I... And so people blow it off, and they blow it off, and they blow it off. So what are the risk factors for throat cancer? Well, obviously, the top two, or the big ones, are tobacco use, alcohol use, anything that could change the tissue, cause the tissue to be less immunocompetent in order to fight disease and fight changes. But a big, big risk factor is this HPV, the human papillomavirus. That's the sexually transmitted disease, the sexually transmitted virus that is causing major, rising rates of throat cancer, especially the oral pharyngeal type. So HPV is getting into the back of the throat, and unfortunately, it's starting to cause cancer. Very interesting, Epstein-Barr virus has been related to nasopharyngeal cancer. So any of us that have had mono or suffer from chronic fatigue that have Epstein-Barr virus could be at risk for nasopharyngeal cancer. It's rare, but we could be. If you have chronic heartburn, chronic gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic heartburn could also affect the throat, which is why whenever somebody starts to get hoarse and we, you know, clear that they're not having a throat tumor, we'll start them on a PPI or a proton pump inhibitor like Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, etc. See if the symptoms go away as we decrease the acid. Because acid, obviously, that's not supposed to be there, can change a lot of the way the cells are and can, you know, change the way your body can handle or fight the cancer. Now get this, a poor diet, right, that lack fruit and vegetables, that could also put you at risk. That is found to be a risk factor. A diet that lacks fruits and vegetables and the vitamins that come with them. So how do we treat throat cancer? Well, by the time it's diagnosed, many times it's a farther stage. But, you know, we will use surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. We have the targeted drug therapy now. So, we'll be aggressive with it. You know, Michael Douglas had originally been told that he had throat cancer back in 2010, but he actually had a tumor at the base of his tongue. Again, we would call it throat cancer. That's fine. But, you know, some of the media gave him a hard time for, quote unquote, you know, lying. He didn't lie. And I mean, you know, he had to have his throat addressed, you know, when he had cancer. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I don't know what rebel up means. Get your pants back on, tie your shoes, fix your tie. I don't know. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Dr. Sergio Canavero is back in the news, right? You guys remember him? No, not because he's sexy. Well, maybe he is. He's Italian. But he's the one that plans to carry out the human head transplant, right? He's been in another interview. They interviewed him again. And he says frozen brains will be, quote, woken up and placed on donor bodies as soon as the year 2020. So we are talking in just a couple years. He thinks that we are going to be able to put donor brains on other people. All right, yeah, in less than 3 years, Professor Sergio Canavero is famed for his plans to carry out the first human head transplant next year. He says that then he will focus on brain transplants. He is director of the Turin Advanced Neuromodulation Group in Italy and is aiming to carry out the world's first human head transplant next year. In an interview with Magazine, I wonder if that's a typo, it's OOOM Magazine, he has outlined his plan, which involves, now this isn't the plan for the head transplant, we already talked about the head transplant case that they're doing, but with the brain transplant, yeah. So basically, there's a gentleman who I believe is a quadriplegic, and what they're going to do, what he's going to do, is he's going to sever his head with the cleanest of, I guess, cuts, and transfer it to a body that has four working limbs, a donor body. I know. He thinks he could do it. Okay, but let's talk about the frozen brains first. Okay, in a new interview with he has outlined his next plan, so it involves thawing frozen brains and inserting them into a donor body. I guess microwave? I don't know how he's going to thaw them. I think you leave it on the counter for about 2 hours. Sorry. They say many experts are skeptical, really, that complex organs like the brain can be thawed without damage. Professor Canavero believes the first frozen brain could soon be awoken. He plans to awaken patients frozen by the Arizona-based Alcor Life Extension Foundation. Professor Canavero told we will try to bring the first of the company's patients back to life, not in 100 years. This is crazy. So they're going to be using a process called cryopreservation. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. He said, as soon as the first human transplant has taken place, no later than 2018, we will be able to attempt to reawaken the first frozen head. We are currently planning the world's first brain transplant, and I consider it realistic that we will be ready in 3 years at the latest. A brain transplant has many advantages. First, there is barely any immune reaction, which means the problem of rejection does not exist. The brain, in a matter of speaking, is a neutral organ. If you transplant a head with vessels, nerves, tendons, and muscles, rejection can pose a massive problem. This is not the case with the brain. So he says he's optimistic with the plans. He did admit that there could be physical and psychological issues after putting a brain in a different body. Plus, I'm sure whatever's in the refrigerator is not going to help seeing a brain next to a thaw. He said, what may be problematic is that no aspect of your original external body remains the same. So, apparently, I don't know if you guys knew this, but I think this is in Britain. The High Court ruled that a teenage girl could be cryogenically preserved. Martin Ingvar, a cognitive neuroscientist at Sweden's Karolinska Institute, said the cryogenic process was bound to fail and accused anybody practicing it of charlatanism. Now, when we go back to the person that wants to have a head transplant, we are looking at Valery Spiridonov. Valery Spiridonov is a Russian computer scientist who has volunteered to be the first head transplant. From what I understand, he has been turned down by multiple researchers, but he did find Professor Canavero, who will do that next year. I'm very concerned, obviously, but Valery Spiridonov has lost use, from what I understand, of his arms and legs, has been wheelchair-bound for multiple years, and I think he wants to move forward with this. So let's talk about this cryopreservation. Okay. It's deep freezing of a body to negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit. And for some of you going, Dahlia, I only know Celsius. Okay, it's a negative 190 degrees Celsius. Okay, does that clarify things? Antifreeze compounds will be injected into the corpse to stop the cells from being damaged. See, because remember, when you freeze something, it expands like ice. So you're going to have cells with water molecules expand and rupture. So they have to inject something that prevents, you guys all remember from chemistry? Right. Well, just look at the ice in your drink. Okay. Anyway, so the hope is that medical science will advance enough to bring the patient back to life. There are two main organizations that carry out cryonics. It's called Alcor in Arizona and Cryonics Institute, Michigan. Oh, okay, if this is in Arizona, I grew up in Arizona. It's so damn hot there. All you have to do is stick the brain outside for like 5 minutes. It'll thaw. They say the process could only take place if you're legally dead. Ideally, it begins within 2 minutes of the heart stopping and no more than 15 minutes. So that means as soon as you are taken off life support, they got to get moving. So if somebody's cell phone goes off and they decide to answer the phone call while they're trying to cryogenically preserve your body, you're screwed. Unless they get back before 15 minutes. They say the body must be packed in ice and injected with not blue ice. I wonder if blue ice would work. Yeah. Okay. And they say the body must be packed in ice and injected with chemicals to reduce blood clotting. At the cryonics facility, it is cooled to just above, 0 degrees Celsius, and then the blood is replaced with a solution to preserve the organs. The body is injected with another solution to stop ice crystals forming in organs and tissues, and then the body is cooled down to the 130 degrees Celsius, which is probably about like 280 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever. The final step is to place the body into a container, which is lowered into a tank of liquid nitrogen at 190 degrees Celsius. Now, I'm thinking back to my chemistry days. Wasn't liquid nitrogen what you would stick a banana in, and then when you would set the banana on the lab table, the thing would completely shatter? Okay, so I'm a little nervous about this, because if they bang your head when they try to take you out of the liquid nitrogen chamber, oh my gosh. They said charges at the Cryonics Institute start at $35,000 to quote-unquote members for whole-body cryopreservation. So you need, like, bonus miles. The girl was charged, I believe, about $37,000, including cost of transportation, because I don't know if you're allowed, I don't know if there's coach, first class. Rival group Alcor charges $200,000, so it looks like it's a lot cheaper in Michigan. Cryogenic organizations say there could be decades or even centuries where they could bring it back to life, but medical experts say once cells are damaged during freezing and turned to mush, they can't be converted back to living tissue. So this is cryopreservation. Here's my problem. I don't think the future would like Dahlia. I mean, you guys, you know, put up with me. I mean, I've been here for about, 29 years. I've been, you know, on this earth for about 25 years. And you guys are used to me. The world, you know, has accommodated. You know, my neighborhood has cut back on the roundabouts because I hate them so much. We still have plenty of chocolate. Red meat has not been taken out of the, restaurants. But what do you think the world's going to be like later? I mean, would you really want to be cryogenically frozen and woken up? You know, I mean, who's going to be our president? You know, are we going to have, like, flying cars? Flying cars scare the hell out of me. Can you imagine cars falling from the sky? I don't want flying cars. I do not want to see, I do not want to look up in the sky and see the undercarriage of a car that could be falling. I just don't. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to be cryogenically preserved and come back in the future. I think I'm good doing what I'm doing right here. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't worry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is interesting. Coca-Cola is going to add fiber to its drinks to make it healthy. So, I guess manufacturers think that if their consumers are taking good poops, they're going to want the drink because they think it's going to be healthier. They say Coca-Cola's flagship cola is being sold as a health drink in Japan. And this version will deliver fiber. It's going to be called Coca-Cola Plus. It's going to be shipped in white bottles. I guess brown was taken. And is designed to go alongside meals. There will be no calories to it. And it will have indigestible dextrin, which is a source of dietary fiber. They say drinking one Coca-Cola Plus per day with food will help suppress fat absorption and help moderate the levels of triglycerides in the blood after eating. Exactly. It's going to cause gas. I tell you right now, once you suppress fat absorption, what happens in the gut? Exactly. So you end up increasing your gas. It will help you lose weight. It will. But remember that one, Zenical or Orlistat, and I forget the brand name, they sold it in Walmart. People said that they were dirty in their underwear. Because what happened is they tried to pass gas, and they had what we call a shart, and they pooped up their underwear. So we're going to have to be very, very careful with that. When it comes to Coca-Cola, I would suggest this. Good for you guys. I understand that there's a huge, huge, you know, market, and there's a huge request to go healthy, and, you know, people are really, really ripping on, you know, soda pop, manufacturers. I just don't know if I would go the fiber route. They say the launch of Coca-Cola Plus was noted by the company in Japan during a call Tuesday, as well as Canada Dry Plus has fiber. The Coca-Cola Plus hit the shelves, by the way, in March, and is being marketed to the 40 and over crowd. I think they're missing the point here. If somebody reaches 40, do you guys remember when you reached 40? Did you tell anybody? Nope. Did you want anybody to know that you were over 40? Nope. So if you turn 40, or let's say you're 45, let's say you're 46, do you think you're going to want to hold one of these white bottles? I mean, like a Boost. People don't like to walk around, hanging out with other people drinking a Boost or drinking an Ensure. People don't like to do that. So I would just market it to everybody. I wouldn't market it to the 40 and over crowd because everyone's going to be embarrassed standing there. But apparently Japan is home to the world's largest aging population. They say older consumers are driving growth of its healthy beverage market. The market is led by teas, followed by soft drinks. So according to Dr. David Michaels, or Michaels, product development director at Coca-Cola Asia Pacific, said being an aging society has made it a unique market where consumers are extremely health conscious and speak functionality. So the company said this group is driving the growth, and these are now called FOSHU products, called Food of Specified Health Use. I think, again, people are missing the point. Remember I told you guys, when you're trying to lose weight, trying to eat dietetic bonbons, trying to eat sugar-free snacks, those don't do it. If you really ask the people that are successful in losing weight, they said they just stopped all of them. You know, they grabbed, celery, or they grabbed a piece of, string cheese or something, or yogurt when they wanted to lose weight. They didn't try to do dietetic chocolate or diet soda, etc. And we started to hear the diet soda pop may actually cause you to gain weight. Well, why is that? It's because the body isn't stupid. Okay? The body knows that if you're putting something that really stimulates the amygdala and the hippocampus and any of the pleasure centers in the brain, that your body is going to slow its metabolism down until it gets that pleasure. And when it doesn't, the metabolism still slows. And not to mention, I think diet soda really messes with your insulin sensitivity. Your body was never designed to be prepared for saccharin or aspartame or any of the other artificial sweeteners. Your body was designed to break down carbohydrates. And if it doesn't get carbohydrates, then it's kind of confused. So, this is an issue. So those people that want good bowel health are not going to get it from a soda pop that has fiber. You dig? You're going to have good bowel health if you eat a bran muffin. So I don't know how far this will go. But kudos to Coca-Cola for their attempt. You know, look, I'm a fan of Coca-Cola. I really am. I've been a huge fan. Number one is they do a lot for charity. I can't tell you how many charities. I believe they even supported the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. I mean, I see Coca-Cola and their charity giving, surpassed so many other companies. And I also have used Coca-Cola for people that have had stomach upset, nausea, and Coca-Cola syrup has been very therapeutic for a long time. It's when somebody swaps a Coca-Cola for their daily drink, that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are really into coffee. And they say men who drink Italian-style coffee can significantly reduce their likelihood for prostate cancer. Government researchers in Italy found that 3 or more cups of coffee prepared the Italian way, which means higher pressure, high water temperature, no filters, lowered their risk of common cancer. Yeah, I know. You guys are like, while singing opera. I don't know. Maybe singing opera while you're making your coffee could do it too. But it lowered the risk of prostate cancer by 53%. 1 in 7 American men get prostate cancer. The goal of the study published in the International Journal of Cancer was to provide a clearer view about caffeine and prostate health. A protective effect of the popular drink has already been suggested by some recent studies. Now, the latest study observed coffee consumption and prostate cancer rates of 7,000 male residents of Molise, which is in south central Italy. And they did this for 4 years. Researchers saw a 53% drop for subjects who drank more than 3 cups a day. Researchers saw confirmation in the lab by testing the action of coffee extracts with caffeine and without on prostate cancer cells. And the observations on cancer cells led to the conclusion that the beneficial effect observed among the 7,000 participants could possibly be the caffeine. Now, this has been a very big issue because many of these coffee studies that have shown that it's good for the health. I think there was another study that looked at like liver issues and liver cancer, showing that when you drink coffee, it's protective. It doesn't work for decaf. It only works for caffeinated coffee, a lot of these studies. I need to look up the latest study. It just came through. So why is that? So people go, okay, well, I'll drink a Coca-Cola because that has caffeine. No, it doesn't seem to do the same. Caffeinated coffee seems to be the trick to a lot of these studies or a lot of these health benefits that we're seeing. They say the way Italian coffee is brewed may be the essential part of the benefit. They say researchers believe that the preparation in high-pressure hot water, about 190 degrees, and without the use of filters, might result in lower loss of bioactive compounds, which are being studied in the prevention of cancer and other diseases. So it could be the pressure, it could be the hot water. Again, I have a big concern, though, about people drinking something hot. We found that hot drinks could put people at risk for esophageal cancer, gastric cancer. They're still studied as to why. Maybe it's because of the changes in what happens to the mucosa. But it's, fascinating, nonetheless. So coffee and cancer prevention. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about this lawsuit, right, that has been, taken on by the Cherokee Nation, suing CVS, Walmart. Why? Because of opioids. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water?
More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.